Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Wednesday, November 25th. Enbridge Energy is asking a federal court to prevent the state of Michigan from revoking its pipeline easement under the Straits of Mackinac. We have more from Steve Carmody.
The easement dates back to 1953, but earlier this month, Governor Gretchen Whitmer informed Enbridge of the state's intention to revoke the easement for numerous reasons. An Enbridge official accuses state leaders of playing politics with the energy needs of its U.S. and Canadian customers. In its new lawsuit, the company contends federal regulators should take precedence in the case, arguing Line 5's operation amounts to interstate commerce, serving the energy needs of multiple states and parts of Canada. The governor's spokeswoman says, with its lawsuit, Enbridge is brazenly defying the people of Michigan and their right to protect the Great Lakes from a catastrophic oil spill. I'm Steve Carmody.
State Attorney General Dana Nessel says her office has opened a criminal investigation into whether members of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers were targets of illegal harassment as they met to certify the results of the November 3rd election. We have more from Rick Pluta.
One of the Republican Wayne County canvassers outlined threats made against her and her family both during and after a contentious meeting where the online reactions were often angry and threatening. The GOP members of the board at first refused to certify, then voted to certify the results from Detroit and the rest of the county, and then later tried without success to reverse that decision. Nessel, a Democrat, says posts and messages that protest particular actions are allowed, but not threats or intimidation.
Public officials should never have to make decisions under the threat or fear of violence to themselves or to their family members.
Nessel says potential charges could include threatening behavior or cyberbullying. I'm Rick Pluta.
3 weeks after Election Day, Republican John James has conceded to Democratic Senator Gary Peters in Michigan's U.S. Senate race. The Board of State Canvassers certified the results of the election on Monday, showing Peters had beat James by 92,000 votes. In a brief statement posted to social media last night, James said conceding was the right thing to do.
While I look forward to participating in efforts to secure franchise and integrity of our elections in the near future today, I believe it's the right thing to do for me to congratulate Senator Peters.
In a thinly veiled accusation of fraud, James and other Republicans had asked the canvassers to audit the records in Wayne County before certifying the election. The loss marks the second time James has failed in an attempt to win a seat in the U.S. Senate. As part of a statewide effort to get residents to stay home for the holidays, the State Department of Health and Human Services will offer virtual sessions over the next 3 days to help older adults connect with one another. Ben Thorpe has more.
In addition to the virtual social sessions, the department has offered training to help older adults figure out how to virtually spend time with their own family. Bob Wheaton is with the department. He says so far nearly 5,000 residents have participated in trainings.
In the past, they may go to large family gatherings for Thanksgiving. We want to try to figure out a way where they can still have those connections without putting themselves at risk by going to indoor gatherings.
Wheaton says connecting with others is an important part of the holiday season. This season, it just might look a little different. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
A Petoskey farm has been awarded for their work through the COVID-19 pandemic. Testa Gainer has more about how the operation modified its distribution plan during what has been a most unusual year.
The Covio Scenic Farm has received the Michigan State University Product Center's Best COVID-19 Pivot Award for their ability to adapt to challenges during the pandemic. When restaurants shut down in the Petoskey region at the start of the health crisis, the family farm was left to make a decision about where to send their organic produce. David Covio owns the farm. He says he applied to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Box program that purchases and distributes agricultural products to people in need. Covio Scenic Farm was accepted.
With everything else being so negative and kind of sad in a way out in the world, it really added a dynamic to the farm that was uplifting and positive to see hundreds of boxes going out every day and knowing that at the end of the day, someone's opening that and enjoying that produce.
Covio says 18,000 boxes were distributed between June and September. Testa Gainer, WCMU News.
In our forecast, we're expecting some patchy fog this morning, mostly cloudy otherwise today. Mid-Michigan will see some rain develop during the day, highs statewide in the low to mid-40s. 4 Celsius in Ontario. And tonight, it'll be cloudy. Rain is possible for the lower peninsula, but it should be dry north of the bridge. Lows from 34 to 39 or 1. For Thanksgiving, mostly cloudy skies statewide. It'll be dry for the lower peninsula, but some drizzle further north, mainly for the UP and Ontario. Highs for the lower peninsula from 44 to 50 tomorrow. The UP near 44 Celsius in Ontario. And that is your morning news roundup for this Wednesday. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk again tomorrow.